this goes to Dr. Masti, M-A-S-T-I, fax 989-583-1914, and Crystal, it's K-R-Y-S-T-A-L, House, A-F-C, Home, fax 989-285-1517, regarding Barbara Harrier, H-A-R-R-I-E-R, date of birth January 21st of 1954. Dear Dr. Masti and staff at Crystal House AFC Home, this is a consultation for Ms. Harrier, who was sent for evaluation of elevated creatinine levels, which were noted at January 29th of this year. In December of last year, creatinine level was 0.8, which was greater than 60. Labs were rechecked in June, and creatinine was up from 1.2 up to 2.0. It was rechecked the next day. Creatinine was 1.7. Estimated GFR was 30. Then June 24th, creatinine is 1.0. Creatinine was 1. 50, estimated GFR of 55. June 30, creatinine was 1.4. With estimated GFR of 37. She was also found to be severely deficient in iron in June of this year, and she was referred for an EGD. She'd also had a colonoscopy in February of this year that was negative, and the EGD was done in July by Dr. Jeffrey Smith, and that was also negative without any specific findings. One thing that was done, though, she had been on meloxicam, 15 milligram daily, and that was discontinued on June 30th of this year, and she has not been on that since. The patient is mentally disabled, very pleasant and cooperative. She does talk while we're asking questions, but is very respectful and cooperative. She denies any chest pain or palpitations, no evidence of shortness of breath. The staff is assisting in the review of systems. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea. She does have constipation intermittently without blood or melina, although in June of this year, she did have positive stools for occult blood, and that was why the EGD was done. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, and she is incontinent of urine and wears protection. And no edema or claudication symptoms. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, hyperlipidemia, urinary incontinence, schizophrenia, developmentally disabled, normal pressure hydrocephalus. She has a history of hypercalcemia, prediabetes with last known hemoglobin A1C of 6.2, and iron deficiency with stools for occult blood that were positive in the summer of 2022. Suspected etiology could have been the use of the oral nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drug meloxicam. Review or past surgical history, EGD in July of this year and colonoscopy in February of this year. And the staff and patient were unable to report any other surgical procedures. Social history, the patient has never smoked cigarettes. She does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. She's intellectually disabled and lives in the Crystal House AFC home since 2014. And family history is unknown. Review of systems, as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, she's allergic to sulfa, risperidone, macrobid, and latex. Medication, she's on Synthroid, 112 microgram daily, Xanax, 0.25 microgram daily, Lipitor, 10 milligram every other day, Iron, 324 milligram daily. Lisinopril, 5 milligram daily. Omeprazole is 20 milligram daily. Senna, that's one daily. Vitamin B6, 100 milligram daily. Vitamin D2, 50,000 unit once weekly. Oyster shell calcium, one tablet three times a week. Sinemet, 2500, one three times a day. Clozapine, 50 milligram, one tablet twice a day. Metoprolol, 25 milligram, a half tablet twice a day. Nystatin powder, if needed, for yeast. Thicket powder, they do thicken her liquids to consistency of light honey for a swallowing disorder. Paxil is 40 milligram every day at bedtime. Physical examination, height is 64 inches, weight 189 pounds. Pulse is 81, oxygen saturation is 92% on room air. Blood pressure is 110 over 70, left arm sitting, large adult cuff. Neck is supple, no jugular venous distension and no lymphadenopathy. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is obese, non-tender, no ascites. She has a trace of ankle edema bilaterally without lesions or ulcerations. And sensation and motion are intact in the lower extremities. And labs, most recent lab studies, we have a CBC done 10/21 of 22 with a hemoglobin of 15.2, normal white count and normal platelets. And August 1st of 2022, our creatinine is back to normal at 0.9 with estimated GFR greater than 60. Calcium normal at 10.0. Sodium 131, potassium was 5.1 with some suspected hemolysis affecting results. Carbon dioxide 32. Intact parathyroid hormone was 50.6. Uric acid 3.9. July 21st of 2022, her iron level was 32. Iron saturation was low at 6%. Ferritin very low at 8. Vitamin B12, 397. Folic acid was 5.1. And the previous creatinine levels were previously stated. With the all being abnormal between January 29th and June 30th of this year. Urinalysis was done, let's see, this looks like 9/13 of 22, and that is negative for blood and negative for protein. Assessment and plan. History of elevated creatinine, there was anemia, iron deficiency type, and positive stools for occult blood. The suspected etiology could have been the meloxicam use, and since that has been stopped, anemia has resolved, and renal function has returned to baseline. At this point, we recommend that she stay off meloxicam and avoid the use of all other oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. She should have labs checked every 3 months, and including renal function, CBCs, iron studies. It would be helpful to check those again within the next 3 months. She will not require a follow-up visit with us as long as the renal function remains in the normal range. But we are available to schedule her for follow-up if the renal function declines or changes. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.